I'm doing a job for you. And you said, well, it's not coming out of my pocket here. Put this in your pocket for you.
Is it, you have the idea that it's illegal or it's just a...
No, it's not illegal because you're not forcing somebody to do it. It's willfully.
Uh-huh.
It's illegal if you force them, but if it's willfully, then it's not illegal.
Uh-huh.
If I'm doing this job for you and you want to give me a little extra on the side, I'm not asking you.
Yeah.
I'm not forcing you, so it wouldn't be illegal. You could do it if you wanted to.
And you'd say, you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining. You say you had to get up before
daybreak.
What's another way of saying that?
Before sun up.
And you worked until
sundown.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And at 6 o'clock this morning the sun
was rising.
Or it did
rise.
Huh?
Rise.
Okay, at 6 o'clock the sun
sits.
Okay. And when I got outside, the sun had already
risen.
Okay. And exactly at 6 o'clock, the sun
set.
Or talking about it rising, exactly at six, the sun
sets.
Or talking about it going up.
It rises.
Okay. Or the past tense for that.
It's risen.
Or it.
His rose.
Or would you say it rose or it riz or it? For the just the past tense.
Rose.
Okay. And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And you'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just what?
Stayed in bed.
Okay.
Stayed on the couch.
And say she walked up to the altar and she
kneeled down.
And I might ask you, well, if the wind is from this direction, you'd say it's
coming from the east.
Okay. And a wind halfway between north and east would be a
northeast.
And north and west.
It'd be northwest.
And west and south.
Southwest.
And south and east.
Southeast.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was
getting higher.
What if it's just the opposite?
Be getting lower.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, wind is quieter.
Okay. And you say all night long the wind
is blowing strong.
And you say if you had some clothes on the line and you went out there and they were all down on the ground, you said the wind must have
blown the clothes down.
Okay. And last night the wind
blew the clothes down.
Okay. And you say it started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomped your foot.
And if a friend of yours needed to go to the doctor and didn't have a car, you might say, well, I'd be glad to
mend in my car.
Or I'd be glad to
drop him off.
Okay. Do you ever say, take you or carry you? Or
yeah. Take you. If I'm talking directly to him, I'd be glad to take you to the doctor.
Okay. What about carry you?
No, I wouldn't say carry.
Carry sounds like something you do?
Yeah. Sound like muscular work.
Uh-huh. To get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
lead, pull it.
And the other way would be
push it away.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it home.
Anything else you'd say besides carry?
Oh, you say tote.
How do you use the word tote?